Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Here's what's on the show today. Comedian Joe DeVito, UK pet names, and old songs. It's all right after this.
New from Bob and Tom Toys, it's Octomom Barbie.
Octomom Barbie, there's babies everywhere. Octomom Barbie, in need of childcare. The house she lives in is a wreck. She wants a bigger welfare check. Octomom Barbie, the very pregnant dog.
Octomom Barbie, who needs Ken when you've got a quack doctor to impregnate you at his strip mall office? Octomom Barbie comes with a 5-gallon drum of stretch mark cream, a military-grade gas mask for those diaper-changing sessions, and an umbilical cord so long you can use it for bungee jumping. Straight jackets, psychiatrist couch, and Dr. Phil doll sold separately. Also available, the Octomom Baby Pez Dispenser.
I'm Octomom.
Octomom Barbie, she's a baby-making machine.
Octomom Barbie, a big family was her wish. Octomom Barbie, dad's in a petri dish. With a belly like a manatee, her uterus sleeps eight comfortably. Octomom Barbie, the very pregnant doll. Octomom Barbie, the very pregnant doll.
Octomom Barbie, not in your store's Section A, not in your store's Section B.
No.
Octomom Barbie, exclusively sold in your store's C section. Frozen embryos and government cheese sold separately.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I know. I'll introduce our guests. How about that?
You know me in England. I've got the top names for dogs and cats in England.
Oh, good. Okay. We have a comedian, Joe DeVito.
Hi.
Joe, the former, what's the word I'm looking for?
Bus driver?
Dad.
Oh, yeah.
Of the little kitty.
Yes.
How long did your cat live?
He made it to almost 20 years. That's a pretty good run.
That's a good
run.
That
is a good run. Yeah.
I had two that made it to 18 plus ish
cats.
Yeah, Puff and Fluff.
Yeah, they hang out just out of spite. They refuse to die.
Yeah. I had mine for 23 years.
23? Wow. Wow. Oh, nice, nice. That's Ace Cosby, our engineer. Chick McGee's digging deep over there.
You know what his cat's name, right?
Ace's cat.
Yeah. Do you remember?
Oh yeah, it's
Peter
something.
Chris. Or
wasn't
something.
It Mandu?
The current one's Mandu.
Oh, okay.
Current one's Mandu.
Cat Mandu.
Not bad.
What's
it was
the old
Sin.
Sin.
Not Baloo.
I don't get it.
Was it Sin?
Just Sin.
Just S-I-N. Sin.
S-I-N. Sin.
Okay. What's the joke?
There was no
There's
joke.
There's no joke. It's just a weird name for a
Sin?
Cat.
Okay.
Sin.
Oh, I thought there was some clever.
No, I was waiting for a joke.
Just a stupid name. Okay.
Was it a boy cat or a girl cat?
Girl.
It was a girl cat. Okay. The number one name in England for a female cat? Poppy.
Uh-oh.
That's my niece's name.
I know.
Yes,
she lives in England.
Top five, Poppy, Bella, Molly, Tilly, and Daisy.
Daisy's my other niece.
There you go. Oddly enough, well, female dog, number one name in England, Poppy.
What the hell's going on here?
Top five, Poppy, Bella, Molly, Daisy, and Lola.
For dogs?
For dogs.
Oh.
Poppy and Daisy are very popular for pets.
Well, you know what happened? First of all, my sister, who's very well known in England, had Poppy and Daisy as her daughters. And then, what is the Iron Chef guy?
Gordon,
15 years later, named his girls Poppy and Daisy.
What are you suggesting?
Well, no. Jan is in the paper all the time over there. She's a well-known.
Right now, if I picked up.
So he stole the name.
She a criminal?
The London.
She like
Chronicle,
Jack the Ripper, her female version.
Yeah, that's right. She was a convicted felon.
Male dogs, number one name in England. Male dog, Alfie.
Oh, what's it all about?
How British is that?
That's
top five names.
Such a great song.
I love that song.
What's it all about? Alfie is such a great song.
Yes. Yeah, I don't know about that, but
in the bizarro
world.
It's
a beautiful song.
Hang on.
That would be so much cooler if it, the first name for the, just for dogs.
Yeah.
If the dog just named Michael Caine.
Yeah, that is way cooler.
It'd be way cooler.
That would be that'd be
Michael Caine.
By the way,
we have an. This is one of Chick's best impressions. This is a Chick's impression.
Pat Godwin told me about it.
Yeah.
Oh, can you do it then? Who's going
to
do it?
Well, I have Chick do it.
We all can do it.
This is how you do Michael Caine. Michael Caine's answering machine.
Instead of saying Michael Caine, you say my cocaine. And
anyone can do it.
My cocaine. I'm my cocaine.
And I also am my cocaine.
So when you call his answering machine, what does he say?
I'm my cocaine. Yes, I will do it.
Yeah. I don't need to read it or see it.
That's his outgoing message. He just says, yes.
Send the check to.
I will do it.
If it's a movie, I will be in it.
Top 10 names for dogs in England. Alfie, Charlie, Max, Oscar, Buddy, Archie, Bailey, Teddy, Milo, and Toby.
All good names, man. Yeah.
Female dogs, top 10. Poppy, Bella, Molly, Daisy, Lola, Ruby, Millie, Rosie, Tilly, and Roxy.
I like Tilly.
Mm. You like Tilly for a dog?
That's a great name.
I have a friend who has a daughter named Tilly.
Yeah, I like it for both. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How about the Aunt Tilly? A lot of people had you and your Aunt Tilly. You used to hear that one.
Yeah, why don't you stuff it? Go crap in your hat and
say hi to Aunt Tilly or whatever.
Say hi to Aunt Tilly.
Whatever it was, yeah.
What just happened?
And your Aunt Tilly both.
I'm not real sure what this radio show is, or why don't you go stuff it in your Aunt Tilly?
That's right.
I'll tell you that.
Now, what are the top dog names in America?
I don't know.
Well, that's a whole other Google search.
The top five British male children's names are Nigel, Ian again, also Nigel, and Muhammad.
Absolutely correct. And Liam.
Liam's a good one, too.
What was your question about? Oh, America.
American top dog names. I know that there's a regionality to it.
Bella's got to be up there
Max has to be up there.
Oh, look at
Rex, Max. But Wrigley is huge, obviously, in anywhere near Chicago.
I hear a lot of Baileys.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, Baileys. See, I always think of Baileys and Kahlua. What's wrong with me?
It's pretty interesting that these are the same as people named Stella, number one.
For dogs?
Yeah, Stella, Maggie, Bailey, Molly, Sadie, Lola, Daisy, and Luna.
Top 10 male dog names? Is that what you just did?
No, that hasn't been female.
Popular dog names of 2018.
Okay, in America.
In America. Top male dogs, Oliver, 10 to 1. Oliver, Tucker, Bear, Duke, Rocky, Jack, Buddy, Chopper, Charlie, and Max.
I don't have any of those.
Yeah, it depends. Yeah, there's different lists. Okay, if you do top dog names, America, you get Bear, Duke, Rocky, Jack, Buddy, Chopper.
Chopper, Sick
that's
Balls.
That's one I have.
What's Chopper from?
Stand by Me.
Stand by Me. Yeah, Chopper, Sick Balls. Yeah.
Okay, I don't remember that. What do you mean?
When they go into the junkyard. Yeah, owner has the mean dog and.
When you watch a movie, does anything, are you retained?
That movie's anything? 30 years old.
Well, I know, but it's.
That was a pretty memorable moment. That's the problem. It's too current for Tom.
Cornet Blue's 60 years old, but you remember Frank Converse.
Sorry, I've actually never seen that movie.
There you go. You'd enjoy it.
This reminds me of the movie Memento, where he forgets everything immediately.
It's a tattooed on. That's a weird movie. Did you know that somebody took that thing and re-edited it so it goes in the right order?
Oh, they did?
That doesn't surprise me.
It's just a mediocre thriller?
Yes. It's
very confusing. Even though what we're talking about, it's a very confusing movie. The guy has memory issues, so he keeps getting tattoos to remind him who he is. And
I like this list better. My top 10 male dog names. Cooper's number one.
Was this from America or just?
It's from Parade Magazine, the United States of America.
Okay.
How about that?
Remember Parade Magazine?
Yeah, it came in your Sunday paper. Yeah.
Cooper, Charlie, Max, Oliver, Milo, Teddy, Buddy, Leo, Rocky, and Tucker.
Oh, I have a Leo.
Girl dog names. Bella, Luna, Lucy, Daisy, Lola, Stella, Penny, Bailey, Sadie, and Sophie. Those are dogs.
Oh.
Has any of this settled who exactly is a good boy?
Leo's a good boy.
Leo is not a good boy.
Yes, he's a very good boy.
Okay, well, good doggies. Let's move on. We have Christy Lee at the Bob and Tom News Desk. What have you got?
Authorities in Chicago rescued a monkey from an ambulance service garage.
That ambulance cannot will not be able to be used again, ever.
I thought you could say he was rescued from Chicago.
According to a Facebook post from Chicago, Animal Care and Control, an animal control officer rescued the stray monkey. They're now working to reunite the primate with her family.
What? Her family's out there somewhere?
Her family must be out there somewhere.
Is it a human family or a monkey family?
It doesn't stress that chick. I'm just reading.
Okay. Yeah. So wait a minute. First of all, what network has, isn't there like Chicago Fire?
Chicago.
Yeah, NBC.
Chicago Med, Chicago PD.
Chicago Med, Chicago PD.
Yep.
How far are we away from Chicago Animal Control?
What do you mean? Chicago Monkey.
Yeah, Chicago Monkey.
I'd watch Chicago Monkey. Oh, I'd binge it, baby.
You do not want to have a monkey in your ambulance. What if they'd taken off on a call?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, there's some guy with, you know, four IVs and an oxygen thing over his face, and there's a monkey, and they're ripping out all the cords and... Yikes.
I would watch Chicago Monkey as long as it wasn't Chicago Monkey SVU.
Yeah. That's true.
So he has a human owner?
Apparently, it's a she monkey.
Oh, sorry. Well,
she must have a...
Yeah, that's what they call them, she monkeys.
Chicago she monkey.
They're called monkettes.
Look for a guy.
It's her family, so I'm assuming it's a she monkey.
Look for a guy with a yellow hat.
Oh yeah,
I've read the book.
Curious George.
Mm-hmm. That's what he. That's
well, he really needed to watch George better. Didn't
yes, he did.
Yeah. He did seem blasé at best. Yes.
Well, much the same way the people on the TV show Lassie needed to put a fence around their property.
Yeah, my gosh,
so Timmy wouldn't fall in the mine again.
Cover that well for people.
Yeah.
Put a screen over it.
Every
move.
Week.
Something.
Good thing they had Lassie, or something Timmy wouldn't heavy. Be with us anymore. Oh, he's not. But whatever.
He's not.
I don't know.
Oh, that original Lassie's way
sure
dead, right?
Timmy's
has
not.
To be.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Oh, Timmy.
Was it John Provost?
Not to mention Rudd Weatherwax has been dead for quite a while. He trained all the Lassies, didn't he?
How would we know? Rudd Weatherwax.
Rudd Weatherwax.
That's correct.
How the hell do you know that?
Because there was the rhyme I used to remember. Kiss my ass, Rudd Weatherwax.
Oh.
Can you know what Michael Caine's real name is?
No.
Oliver Reed. No, I don't.
Michael Maurice Micklewhite.
He was talking
to his agent in a phone booth outside of a movie theater. The agent said, "You better change your name." He looked at the theater marquee and saw what?
The Candy Cane.
The Cane Mutiny. The Herman Woke novel turned into a movie.
He was woke before woke was a thing.
Yeah. He was.
So he was almost Michael Mutiny?
Yeah, he could
that's and a great name.
That's a good name.
That is a good, Michael Mutiny.
I'd name a dog that in a second.
Sure.
Michael Mutiny.
Sounds like a Ludlum character.
We're getting dogs submitted their names on Twitter. Ready?
Yes.
This is my favorite. Pablo Escobar.
Pretty good.
Yeah, but Timmy is alive and well, by the way.
Oh, Tim is?
Yeah, John Provost. He's 69. Living in L.A.
Good.
Yeah.
Good for him.
I heard he married baby Jessica in a small well ceremony.
Well, wherever they are, they're on city water.
Thank you very
Thank
much.
You.
Bringing
Thank
that
you
joke
much.
Back after all these years.
Thank you.
Okay,
Thank you.
Here you go. I contend this is a great movie theme.
What's it all about?
Sucks.
No.
From the get-go, it sucks.
Oh, right out of the gate.
That's Mancini, right? Henry Mancini.
A rare misstep by Mr.
No, isn't this
a rare misstep by Hank.
Isn't this Burt?
What's it all about?
Oh.
It's Burt Bacharach.
Yeah, but that's not Burt Bacharach singing,
No, it's Dionne Warwick.
I think it's Suck
right.
Suckeruck.
Oh, Lord.
I'm sorry. Let me bathe in the air of the Philistines.
Esme Sucker.
Before I go back up to the rarefied air that I live in.
It is
How
a
can you not like
song.
That song?
Very easily.
I don't even want to know what it's partially about.
Well, there was a movie called Alfie.
It's about Alfie, you moron.
I don't care if he's heard about anything. I don't want to know anything about Alfie.
Oh,
didn't
God.
Jude Law play Alfie in a remake?
Yeah. The Kane one is better. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Definitely.
There are certain things you don't touch. Why did they remember they remade Psycho?
Yeah,
they did it shot for shot. There's a really bad idea.
We were talking about yesterday, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels is such a great movie and it still holds up. And they've kind of redone that with
two women.
With Anne Hathaway.
And it looks Real bad. And not because it's two women in the lead. I don't need your emails.
It's Anne Hathaway and who's the other
I think
lead?
It's Rebel Wilson, isn't it?
Oh, okay. Yes. Is she going to play Ruprecht the monkey girl?
Oklahoma!
May I go to the bathroom first?
Thank you.
Could we enjoy a little more?
Then he just...
A little more Alfie?
What? Please stop. Please.
Tom, you like if so this came on in your car, you would turn it up and enjoy it and
it's a great song.
Boy.
Chuck Jones does a lot of this too.
It's kind of unstructured and then it kicks into a nice melodic part.
You know what? Josh brings up a good point.
What's that?
You're driving somewhere. It's a lovely day.
Alfie comes on. That's
hit the music. This comes on and you go.
Oh, turn this up. I mean, this comes out of my car. I go, oh, isn't this, I see, Alfie's on. And I run right into the nearest telephone call.
Yeah. It's kind of like a...
And then if I'm still alive, I shoot myself in the head. Because you know the radio doesn't stop when you hit a tree.
Yeah, if my car's still running, I just step out, wobble to the back, and wrap my lips around the tailpipe.
I wouldn't expect you to appreciate something that has a beautiful string arrangement.
It's kind of like Moon River.
An absolutely incredible arrangement, beautiful vocals.
Great. Well, we've got three. So Christy, Tom, and Pat like it.
I like it, yeah.
Chick, Joe, and I don't. Ace, yeah. You got to be the tiebreaker here.
It is Dionne Warwick.
Thumbs down for me.
Thumbs down from the gladiator. Oh.
I like how it starts off slow and then takes it down a notch.
I like how there's no energy and then it keeps that up.
It just completely dissipates. It falls
apart. Start it again from the beginning. I've got to hear it take it down a notch.
About. Hey, bring it down, boys.
Did I take my insulin? Didn't feel like
here it goes. Oh. It's about to go down. Here.
What's it all about? When you sort it out, Alfie.
That's just such an incredible vocal. Try hitting those notes.
No, she can sing. There's no doubt there.
But it's so easy to write a better song. Yeah. With no, what's it not. All about? It rhymes with everything.
Doesn't rhyme with anything.
What's it all about?
Alfie.
Twist and shout.
Yeah. Twist and shout.
Why
something.
Do you have to pout?
That had nothing
she
to
doesn't,
do with the
she
movie
doesn't
Alfie.
Rhyme it to anything.
I just pictured when you hear that note, the bass player rolling his eyes.
That's bad.
He's dumb, and he's thinking, what's for lunch?
Well, it's no Skrillex. There you go.
Now you got some
music.
Yeah.
Let this go until it hits the...
Yeah.
It gets crazy.
The worst part?
Break it down.
Where's the part where they throw the bolts and nuts into the road grader transmission?
It's coming up.
I mean, this is apples and oranges, though, right?
Yeah, yeah. Definitely.
No, it's turds and steak.
Turds and steak.
There you go. Oh, I'm sorry.
A
great,
you do
a
nice
a great,
romantic
a great,
slow dance with your sweetie. Here,
a great
Josh?
Lyric, a beautiful piano, incredible strings. No. But no, yeah. You'd rather hear this audio turd.
Yeah, it gets crazier.
Here we go. Yeah.
God, I would open fire. Give me the Uzi. I'm taking them out.
Neither one of those are on my playlist. All right.
Play Dionne Warwick again.
It's nice to hear them back to back. That's like music to fall off a balcony.
I didn't think I was going to jump, but then Skrillex came on.
Now that's what I call music to fall off a balcony.
There we go.
I see you driving with your knees, lighting a cigarette. Enjoying the day.
It's a convertible, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a convertible like Jane Mansfield. Just take a little off the top while I listen to this song.
Now there's a topic. What music was on the radio when Jane Mansfield was on?
First, it wasn't a convertible.
Well, it didn't start out as a convertible.
Nor did she.
Man.
Yeah,
it's a rough Friday here.
The top came off both of them.
Yeah. Out of my head.
By the way, Tom, these are the type of current references I make that keep audiences coming back.
Uh-huh. You're right at home, baby.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.